Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. Rich, you mentioned something that I just saw right in front of my eyes or ears during the top of the hour news. You had mentioned something akin to languages changing right in front of us, right before our eyes. And in the news, just now, something, I'm paraphrasing, but this is darn close. Specific invading grasses in California are fire promoters. Let me underline two words, fire promoters. No, they are not fire promoters. Now, they may have a lower combustion temperature, but they don't promote fires. They are just grasses that are combustible. So we are twisting the language right here, right in front of us in the news. And then, just to mention, we were talking about Popeyes, the fast quote food unquote joint and their chicken sandwich. These GDP are so bent on getting their sandwich that there's this one guy in Florida, Union Park, Florida. He's desperate. He's got to have his chicken sandwich. So he's in line. He's in the drive-thru. It's getting close, you know, another 5 or 10 minutes, he'll be there. He'll be able to make his order known. His car breaks down. So what does he do? He pushes his car through the drive-thru. That's the GDP in full bloom. Let's see. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me.
Good morning, Rich and Vince.
Hey, Kyle.
You know, Rich, I've heard you've mentioned the civility in the bedroom thing before, but just, I've got a little bit, I agree with Vince on this. You probably already know that, but think about, reason with me here for just a minute. If that kind of perversion is in somebody's private life, and I call it perversion because it is not the normal. It is not. It is beyond. It is beyond average human. I mean, you do not see this kind of stuff in normal life. But if that kind of perversion is in somebody's bedroom, it has got to have a root somewhere within them, and that root affects every single thing that they do. It's just a fact. I mean, I've asked myself, I've asked other people too when I've talked to them about this, were we better off in the 40s and 50s when homosexuality was outlawed? I mean, sure, it was going on. You're not going to stop it, obviously. But were we better off as a country when it was outlawed? Were we better off when women, if they got a divorce, they left with nothing, you know, instead of enabling them and empowering them to dump their husbands. And I'm not promoting abuse or anything like that. I hate that stuff. But at the same time, I think it's part of that same thing that on one hand, you, attack extremely well with this privileged, race baiting, all of those kind of areas. But I think this is an area that truly, it's part of, you cannot separate a person's character from their behavior because one, is going to influence the other completely in one form or another. Would you not agree?
Well, let me comment on everything you just said. I think one thing, if we actually had a law where government workers, in other words, if you're paid by the taxpayers, if you didn't put it into the kitty for a certain fund, okay, you shouldn't be having sex on the job. But what's happening is, let me give you an example, and I'll pick, since you're talking about women and trans and sex and all that, let's look at transgender, okay? Just a few months ago, Kyle, that was considered mental illness, just months ago. So what is happening is, the first thing I'm trying to do is try, I think the children need to be protected. I think this pedophile network, and not just Jeffrey Epstein, was just a small part of it. And this is why this information needs to be declassified for the American people. Because what's happening is, and I'm playing a little 3D chess here. The powers that be are using group identity politics or victim group status or protectionist group status, and they're weaponizing it. And they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in. Let me just mention a few more articles here, and bear with me, Kyle. Okay, here's a feminist, and I'm going to quote her. These are articles since in the last month since I've been off the air, okay, or the last 2-3 weeks, however long it's been, okay? Quote, by farting louder, the man is using passive-aggressive violence to position himself as dominant. This intimidates the woman to subconsciously not release as much flatulence, as thus the woman, fearing for her safety, doesn't fart as loud as a sign of submissiveness. This is in turn contributes to rape culture and women being oppressed. And I know you think I just made this up. I am not. Here's another article right here. 84% of women are failing the Army Combat Fitness Test. Here's another article right here. And please bear with me, okay? I am just showing you that we are allowing, when we don't have some form of synergy, I do not disagree with you about the ethics or the morals of such a thing. Here's another article right here. A Democrat from Pennsylvania, her name is Wendy Ullman. She just basically said, and I'm quoting, that a miscarriage, an early miscarriage, is just some mess on a napkin. So, again, when we lower the bars of standards and expectations based on what group we're in, we can't control civility. We can't control anything. It's just like, you know, I know you're a big Bible proponent, and I'm gonna dovetail what Vince said about the grass fires. Basically, they're excuses. They're plausible deniability. And, you know, the Bible talks about how unethical even homosexuality is, right? But we got to get to a point. I think where I'm going with all this is, if we don't round first base to try to hit a home run, we have to round first base, second base, and third base. And I think there needs to be at least an admission for adult mutual consensual sex. I don't think women should be tied up, should be blindfolded, should be, you know, we've gotten to the point where they're weaponizing gender against gender, skin pigmentation shade against skin pigmentation shade, religion against religion, sexual orientation versus sexual orientation. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to hit the ball, not out of the park, Kyle. And pardon this analogy. What I'm trying to do is make sure that we get to first base. Because if we don't get to first base, we're not going to get to second base. And that's why I use the term adult mutual consensual sex. The pedophilia thing is so big for people who have so much money that they're literally crying out for stimuli because they've had all the sports cars, all the girls, all the travel, been around the world, all the hotels, all the restaurants. They don't have stimuli that, and they keep taking it to the next level. So So I think if we, and this goes back to my definition of standing for principle, we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The powers that be are literally holding on to the narrative and swaying public opinion, and how they're dividing us is by saying that we need to have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability. But we don't. I say, in principle, by definition, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability. So I'm not disagreeing with you and Vince. I'm saying that we need to back up. We need to protect kids. We need to declassify all these names. And in the meantime, if it's adult mutual consensual sex and government workers, again, paid by the taxpayers, are not having sex on the job, I think it's a good first base step. And we've gone so far over the deep end, you guys, that sometimes you've got to back up a little bit. It's just like, and I know I use Candace Owens as an example so often, but let me just, please hear me out, okay? Because I'm proud of Candace Owens as being a great American. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know her, and I think everybody in this audience does, she is a black female. She's in the neighborhood of like 30 years old-ish. I'm not sure exactly. And this is what I think is a definition of a strong woman, and not these articles that I've mentioned earlier and many times over the air. She was gracious and humble enough to say that she was wrong as being a liberal Democrat. She was forced, and I'm paraphrasing, basically force-fed the notion that because she was black and she was female that she had to be a victim. And I've given countless examples that people who believe that are being used, they're being played, they're being duped, they're being conned. They're following the elite template, the blueprint, the playbook, the flowchart for destruction of America. The war, if anything, is against the males. And doing everything to emasculate masculinity, if you will. So she was intelligent enough to read and research and learn that becoming a Republican should not be an ideology because it protects our freedoms and our liberties. And she had the courage and guts to say, this is a war against men. And that we need to not play this field, this entitled victim group status card all the time, which demands the lowering of the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. Now, can we talk about that, Kyle, in the context of sex or in the context of anything in lowering the bars of standards? Yes. But if it's not, if we don't handle first base, we'll never get to second base. And this is why I do that. It's not like I'm conceding that ethics or morals or values or culture, traditions, and heritage don't mean anything. If anything, I say the opposite. But I feel that we've gone so far over the deep end and lowered the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. I mean, we got to the point that the only thing matters what group you come from. And this is why they send, you know, government and big corporate America sends you to sensitivity training. This is why human resources and lawyers and judges have literally sold out the little people, the middle class, and men and masculinity.
I don't think I've been to sensitivity training. Maybe that's the problem. Kyle, can you stay with us? I'd love to hear your comments to Rich's rebuttal.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. All right, we'll be right back. Three of us, USA Prepares instructors, Rich, Kyle, and me. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheepman's with us. Offgridmontana.com. That's where you can see some images of Rich and his adventures. And you can buy his book on Amazon.com, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Kyle's with us. He's calling in from Montana. Kyle, rebuttal, please.
Yeah, I understand your argument, Rick. Rich, I really do. And it's quite logical. I really get it, where you're going with it. The thing where I disagree with you is that, in my opinion, your argument, which they are excellent, don't get me wrong, but if you take that moral component out of even your initial argument, it's like adding half the cement to concrete as it needs. It's eventually going to crumble way before it ever gets set up. It's just not going to make it. I would not share my foxhole with a homosexual queer. I just won't do it. I know that the root that's within them is warped. And I'm not willing to put me or my family or my friends at their mercy, knowing that I cannot trust them, because I know innately inside of me that something is wrong inside of them to allow that. I just can't, I can't, that's the only part in all of what you said, that's the only part in there that I disagree with, that I can think
Kyle,
of right
think...
now, but. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let me address that, if I may. Okay, first of all, you know, you're talking about morals now. Okay, so you kind of, you were, but you kind of shifted a little more into that subset a little heavier. Now, we can talk about that all day long. You look at the divorce rate, Kyle, it's between 70 and 75%. And I, honestly, I'm not trying to put down the Christian community, because I know you are. It's just the fact that the Christian community has the same divorce rate statistics as the regular populace. Now, for people 50 years old and over, divorce is shooting through the moon. So we can talk, and I personally know people, in fact, one of my articles in the book, and please, people, don't think I'm pushing the book. I'm not doing that, because I don't even know what you're going to get. You could get Godzilla versus Mothra. They've changed the words in my book, and they're even doing it in audio. I mean, the powers that be are truly in a book-burning era. But that being said, I have one story I'll make real quick. This doctor I knew, he married this beautiful woman, and they had a couple kids. Well, she was having an affair. She wanted to kick the guy out of his house that he owned prior to marriage, and he wouldn't go because he said, I gave my word of honor to witnesses and in front of God. And so she said, well, I'm looking. She went to a judge, and I'm paraphrasing the hell out of the story. I'm making it as short as possible. She told the judge, I think my husband's looking at my child the wrong way, my children. Well, you know what that means, right? Implicating with no evidence, no proof, that he's a pedophile. So basically, he was considered a butthole, and he got kicked out of his house that he owned prior to marriage. He still had to pay the taxes, the mortgage, the insurance, the alimony, the child support, everything. A week after he was forced to move out of his home that he owned prior to marriage, she moved in the guy she was screwing. Well, she was having sex with this guy in certain rooms around the house. The kids saw it. The kids told the father, who was the doctor. The doctor wanted to be a man and do something about it. Well, there was a war on masculinity. So she called the cops on him and did a restraining order, even though he was in the right. And the judge told him, the father, that if you did this again, you would only see your kids under supervision. And basically, she made him out to be this big asshole in town, so he had to change his practice and leave the state. This is the type of stuff that's happening. So if you really want to talk about morals and values and things of that nature, we need to go off into many tangents, because I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree about what you're saying regarding you know, multiple sex partners and homosexual. I'm just saying that we need to look, if you're going to go into the argument of morals, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody.
All right. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. the Democratic-led U.S. House getting closer to holding a formal vote on impeachment, which would move things from closed-door hearings to open hearings when it comes to the impeachment inquiry. Republican U.S. Senator South Carolina's Lindsey Graham says, well, that would be a nice change.
What's going on in the House is a bunch of partisan BS. Every Republican senator, they signed on my resolution saying the process wasn't fair. We should continue to prosecute the people prosecuting the president.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul is calling for the name of the whistleblower. He spoke at the president's rally last night in Kentucky, and he said the whistleblower must be identified and challenged the media to make sure that happens. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Chicken's with us. Kyle's with us. And I just have a couple quick comments. So, Willie Clinton, some used to say he was a great president. Oh, he can be a philanderer, he can be a womanizer, and he can be a great president at the same time. To that I say, no, he can't. And he proved that he couldn't. Transgender is a mental illness. I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Anybody who wants to fold, spindle, and mutilate themselves to change their gender or attempt to change their gender has a mental illness. Flatulence, it's just not polite. Loud flatulence in church, that'll turn everybody's head. Everybody will look with disgust at loud flatulence. Whether it be a man or a woman, it's not polite. It's not right. Okay? And I believe homos are selfish. Me first. They exhibit aberrant behavior. And it, to me, I don't think it's just about sex. I think it's a single thread that runs through their entire behavior.
Absolutely.
How can a homo who says, look at me, I'm twisted, I'm a degenerate, and I'm proud of it, and I want more people to be twisted and degenerates just like me. How can you trust their behavior? And I've had some discussions with some of our instructors here at the farm, and we're talking about trust, and we're talking about, all right, so you've got a guy who is a homo, and you find out, and he's in your little club, and you're trying to defend when everything goes bad, and it's kind of like The Walking Dead, and he's now in your club, in your village, and he's part of it, and what do you do? Can you trust a person like that? Can you trust him not to try to convince other people to join him and be a degenerate? You know, I look at Ellen DeGeneres as a degenerate. I look at all of these people in the media who are proud of their disgusting behavior as degenerates. Anderson Cooper, I can't watch him. Every time I look at him, I think about his behavior. Whether he's a good journalist or a TV personality, that would be second, third, or fifth. I look at him as a degenerate. I don't want him appearing on my screen. And I'm thinking, maybe I need to have a sign on the gate that says no homos. Now, literally, I know a guy whose child decided that they, and I'm using they incorrectly on purpose because I don't want to say whether it's a male or female, they came home and said, hey, Mom, Dad, guess what? I'm a homo. I don't know how I would deal with that other than to say, listen, is there anything you need to take with you because you're out of here, like, right now? Now, I'm serious about that because, gentlemen, we are talking about limiting the family bloodline. And to me, it's sacred to every family to continue their bloodline. The Kyles, the Riches, you know, all of us, if we want to have children, we really don't want them to say, you know what, Mom, Dad, it feels so good being with Steve or Bruce or whoever she might be as a homo. And that's so important to feel good right now that they will terminate right then and there. If they're an only child, terminate the bloodline. It's wrong. It disgusts me. We have worked so hard. My grandparents came from Italy. Everything they brought with them fit in one suitcase or one big trunk. It wasn't even a big trunk. My desk that I'm sitting at is way bigger than that trunk right now. And that was everything that the two of them had in there. And they came here, and they built, and they built, and then my parents built on that from both sides of the Finelli family. They built on that, and then we built on it, and our children built on it. And if one of them said, you know what, I'm done, I'm not going to do it anymore, I'm not going to continue, it's too hard. And beside that, like Steve or Sally, that would put me right over the edge. It's wrong. Homosexuality is wrong, wrong, wrong. And when I look at these Congress parasites and they want to rule me and they're doing this, whether it's adult or consensual or not, it's wrong. I can't, there's no convincing me. There's no way somebody could say, how about a million? How about two? How about 10? How about 100? How about a billion? All you have to do is change your mind. You'll be a billionaire now. I'd still say no. Like, you know, Rich and Kyle, I'm very firm on this, and I have a problem. I have a problem because I know a man who I really like, and it happened to him. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do when they say, hey, Vinny, listen, it's really bad out there. Can we come in? You know, I'd like to bring my wife, no problem. I'd like to bring one of my children, no problem. I'd like to bring one of my other children. That's a problem.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I got one other thought with you, Rich, and then I'll let you finish up. To a degree, I mean, here's 2 points. And again, with either one of them, I am not attacking you. But I am showing, I'm trying to show how this is kind of embedded in our society. When you were talking earlier to me, you said, you know, I know you're a big Bible believer. That is a type of marginalization that for the sake of an argument. And I think we have to be very careful because the reality is when you say the same laws and accountability for everyone, that's a moral decision. Everything comes back, and it's in everything you've said, all of the things that you've come out to at some level, at the basic level, is a moral decision. And it either has to start with the correct moral decision, or you end up in a place eventually right back where we are now, in my opinion.
Hey, Rich, it's your turn.
Oh, pardon me. I had it on mute. Sorry about that. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with everything you're saying, with anything you're saying, okay? Because you've heard me say many times, guys, that I don't believe that people should shove their lifestyles down other people's throats. I mentioned many times that the trans community is probably 1%, if that. The homosexual community is probably 2%, maybe 3%, if that. I always mention many times how there's a war on the family, the mother, the father, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, and all the linguistics that go through it. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I just think that we have to realize that the powers that be, are we going to win the battle of freedom, of liberty, of taking care of the kids? Because this is all divide and conquer strategies. We're being groomed. These people who do these, whether you call them behaviors or whatever you label it as, they're being groomed to go after the Republicans instead of the corporations that's poisoning themselves. Because there's estrogen mimickers in everything: food, drugs, water, plastic containers, holding our food. Now, do I have studies that show what percentage of people might be turned because of all the estrogen mimickers in all of our food, drugs, water, and plastic? No, I do not. But a lot of these people also feel that they need to be recognized. They want to be in a protected group, some type of victim group status. I just think there's bigger, there's more information lying underneath the surface. In the meantime, I would like to get to a point where we have the same rules, laws, and accountability, and not give certain groups victim group status or protectionist group status, like with the hundreds of articles, if not thousands, that I've mentioned over the years, including today. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations based on someone's group, especially if they have some type of victim or protectionist group status, that's what Candace Owens fights against. She says, I am not going to feel entitled anymore because I am a woman or because I'm black. And she admits the war is against males and masculinity. So I'm not disagreeing with you folks. I'm just with you guys. I'm just going into more subsets and more issues that need to be discussed about this, because regarding things like homosexuality, and Vince, we've talked about this publicly and privately, I don't think that's a winnable argument. No, most people will not disagree. I remember when all this started years ago, I remember a lot of people in the not the heterosexual community, the homosexual community said, not legislate morals. So they agree it is a moral issue. I remember people saying, well, Fox do it, well, coyotes do it, you know, stupid things like that, which has no relevance to it because they didn't know where to go to it. But I just don't think it's a winnable argument. I think 99.9% of this audience will say all this stuff is either mental illness or immoral or against the values of American. I don't think you're going to get an argument in that context. I just think we need to look at a lot of stuff on what the powers that be are doing behind the sign, whether it be biological and chemical, estrogen mimickers screwing people over, whether it be grooming people to go after freedom and liberty, whether it be talking people into signing up for some type of protected group or so they can be recognized. Why are these people shoving their lifestyles down our throat? Because these are divide and conquer strategies. Now, when you talk just about morals, the majority of the people will not disagree with you. I'm bringing up all these other subsets on why they're doing it. And this is why I say right now that as long as they keep doing any of this and bringing kids into the picture, this pedophilia network thing has gotten so big in America and the Western world, and these people are so protected that I don't think when a child goes through these type of experiences, I think that child, whether it be a boy or girl, has 0% chance of having a normal life. And this is why I'm sticking to the first base. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we need to before we cross home plate, whether you hit a home run or an inside the park home run or somebody RBIs you, you have to cross first, second, and third base before you come over home plate. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that we need to realize other circumstances, like the strategies of divide and conquer, like lowering the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in, especially for getting a job, realizing that the war is against males and masculinity and not against females or transgenders or homosexuals or anything.
All right, we'll be right back with Kyle and Rich Sheehan.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us off grid Montana. Kyle's with us in Montana. And, gentlemen, I think you're going to find what I'm about to say disturbing. I was talking with one of our boys, and he said, "Dad, I don't think you understand. By the age of 15 years old, around here in Missouri, many of the girls are either raped or they were incest victims. There's an absence of morals. By the age of 15, many of the girls are either raped or victims of incest." And he said they're damaged. This is a long-term process to try to fix this. And that reminds me of The Walking Dead. There's a character in there. His name is Negan. And Negan carried a Louisville slugger. And the business end of that Louisville slugger was wrapped in barbed wire. That's what comes to mind when I think about these young girls and how they're victims of rape and incest. That's what comes to mind. Now, I'm not recommending that y'all wrap your Louisville slugger with some barbed wire, but that's what comes to my mind, because I'm afraid I'd be pretty upset if my less than 15-year-old was raped or a victim of incest by some member of the family. I mean, I'd be livid. There'd be hell to pay.
Absolutely. You know, Vince, I know we're about out of time. I got one other thought for you. So I agree with you, Rich, that the war is against the man in the family. But let's think about why it's against the male in the family, because the reality is that the man in the home usually sets the standard, the morals, the level of integrity. Everything is done most of the time through a patriarch, or has been throughout history, not now, but has been throughout history. The patriarchal system has been the one thing that held the glue to make things continue and work. And in my opinion, that's the reason, because they want to throw off those shackles.
I agree, Kyle. Well, let me chime in here. We got a couple seconds left here. That's why I mentioned mentioned the divorce rates being 70-75%. The state is now in control of the kids because the state has allowed the system to kick the males out of the house with the divorce rate being so high. And like Vince said about the Missouri girls, that's why I talk about adult mutual consensual sex, because he just mentioned pedophilia and rape, which is not adult mutual consensual sex. So as the system purposely kicks men out of the house, just like the example I mentioned where that wife of that doctor moved into the man's house that he owned prior to marriage, got kicked out of his home. She implied to the judge that he was looking at his kids the wrong way. There was no evidence, no nothing. He got kicked out. A week later, she moved in to her boyfriend. They were having sex around the house. So the father tried to be a man. And what did she do? She called the cops, got a restraining order, and the judge said, if you do that again, in other words, if you be the father again responsibly, you are going to see your kids only through supervision. And neither one of you commented on that. I know we're on the same page, guys, but when I mentioned that story, you guys should have been all over it like crap on stick on crap.
Well, I was, and I just told the story about the 15-year-old. And Negan, with his baseball bat, his Louisville Slugger, wrapped in barbed wire, he called it Lucille. And what comes to my mind in all of these situations is Lucille. She's the one I keep thinking of.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think we're basically 98% on the same page.
Yeah, except I'm a homophobe.
Yeah.
Those guys carry diseases. They carry diseases. You know, if I were invited to one of their houses and they'd say, hey, would you like some dip? I'd say, no, I appreciate it anyway.
I don't get it, okay? I don't get it. You know what most of my friends say? And these are men, they say, if I was a female, I'd be a lesbian, which basically, that's about as anti-homosexual as you can get from a man's perspective. And they say that tongue-in-cheek to have a joke. I get where you're coming from the moral, ethical standpoint. I'm just telling you that there's other circumstances, like the state and the powers that be have a war on masculinity. This is why I mentioned Candace Owens. I talk about the estrogen mimickers and everything. I talk about divide and conquer strategies. I talk about how these people are groomed instead of going after the corporations that are doing this to them, and they're going after the Republicans who are fighting for freedom and liberty, and the victim group status, the protectionist group status. I talk about all these things, and this is why I say we cannot lower the bars, the standards, and expectations for getting a job, especially getting a job based on what group you're in. And until we do that, all these things you're talking about will not occur, because we got to round first base before we slide into home plate.
I can tell you one thing that's not going to happen. No priest is going to hear me in a confessional saying, bless me, Father. Well, I got to tell you, I done became a homo. That's never going to happen.
Right on. And Rich, I would say this, at every level, if you think about this stuff, it ends up a moral decision at the core.
I don't disagree, but you mentioned priests, Vince. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, guys. Thank you so much.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.